Start at this next groove and always place your parakeet near enough so that he can plainly hear the inflection and sound of every word.
Hello, hello, baby. Hello, hello, baby.
Sunday night, it's 9:03. You're listening to WRAR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the city of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. I am Peace One, and it is the Can't Stop the Music Show. Every Sunday night at 9 o'clock, following the fabulous and wonderful DJ Carlito with If Music Could Talk, being right in the middle of all that zaniness, which is Sunday night in WRIR. The first thing I do want to say is thank you to the more than 500 people who came to our anniversary party on Friday night, despite the rain, despite the cold, despite the slush. And we had a great time. The bands that played were wonderful. The DJs were great. The cake was wonderful. It was just the people at the Renaissance Center just treated us well. And it was a good time. And it's just nice to be able to stand around and high five for 5 years. Mark your calendars for the first Friday of next February because we're going to do it again. We like doing that. Well, this week I'm going to start with some covers, as I often do. I've got some Snow Days music and some found sounds there, and I'm going to reach into the grab bag. So I'll put that playlist up on the web. I have a nice bird feeder shot there, too. For those of you who want to know what I do in my spare time, I feed birds. We're going to start out with this. This is from Catalonia, you know, the area around Barcelona. And this is Miguel Gil and Hanel Comp Trio with David Pastor and a Catalonian version of Leonard Cohen's Tower of Song. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Van marxant, vaig perdent el cabell, enyorant l'aroma d'escenaris plens, i vaig boig per l'amor, però no fingiré, no. Pague cada dia lloguer a la Torre dels Sons. Saps tu, Gato Pérez, com és la solitud, resposta no m'ha dut, però el sent cada nit. Dos circ cantant cançons. Un centenar de pisos sota el meu, a la Torre dels Sons. Néixer així, ai, sense elecció. Amb veu d'or vaig néixer com si fos un no. I uns 27 àngels d'aquells del més enllà van llegar-me a aquesta taula per sempre a la Torre dels Sons. Claves més agulles al nino de vudú. No mires, criatura, ja no mires com ho fas tu, que estic a la finestra a on la llum és un tro. No deixaran que una dona et mate, no a la Torre dels Sons. Amargat, però segura no estàs. Els llits rics seran a les cambres dels més pobres quan arriba el jo de ser final, si no estic equivocat. Escolta aquestes veus estranyes a la Torre dels Sons. Estem peus a l'altra banda, nena, no sé com el riu és tan ample com vaig estimar-te tant fa molt això. No vam creuar ponts que s'han cremat, però hem sent molt lluny de tot el que hem perdut. No hem, no hem de tornar a perdre més. M'acomiade de tu, no sé quan tornaré. Demà ens traslladen a la Torre de Vall el camí, però tu sabràs de mi quan me n'haig anat. Et parlaré dolçament per la finestra de la Torre del Sol. Els amics van marxant, vas reblent els cabells, enyorant l'aroma d'escenaris plens, i vaig boig per l'amor, però no fingiré, no. Ai, paga cada dia lloguer a la Torre del Sol.
Girl's heart, how the music will free her. Whenever it starts, then it's magic. If the music is grooving, makes her feel happy like an old time movie. I'll tell you about the magic that can free your soul. It's like trying to tell a stranger about rock and roll.
Yeah. Do you believe in magic?
Do you believe?
Yeah.
Do you
believe in magic?
Do you believe in magic?
don't bother to choose. If it's jug band music or rhythm and blues, just go and listen. It'll start with a smile. They won't clap up your face no matter how hard you try. Your feet start tapping and you can't seem to find how you got there. So just blow your mind. Dance till the morning when it's just you and me. And maybe if the music is right, I'll meet you tomorrow, so late at night. And we'll go dance and maybe then you'll see that the magic's in the music and the music's in me.
Yeah.
Do you believe in magic?
Yeah.
Do you believe in magic? Soul. Believe in the magic of rock and roll. Believe in the magic that could set you free.
Yeah!
Talk about magic.
Do you believe in magic?
Yeah! Do you believe in magic?
Yeah!
Do you believe in magic?
Thank you. dices que por mí tú sientes amor de verdad, mas yo sé que has andado donde tú no debías. Tienes otra que le brindas tu querer. Excúsame por walking, son hechas para andar. Ya verás que bien sobra de ti yo voy a andar. Tú me mientes, tú no eres sincera. Tú vas a perder, no verás. No me engañes, tú te engañas solita. Vas a ver que tú te vas a equivocar. Despúzame por walking, son hechas para andar. Y a veras que bien sobra de ti yo voy a andar. Ya no juegues más con mi cariño, pues hay un refrán, es verdad, que dice así: el que juega con lumbre, el día llegará en que se quemará. Despúzame por walking, son hechas para andar. Y ya verás que bien sobra de ti yo voy a andar. Vas a ver que le va a seguir por dentro.
I think I did it again. I made you believe we're more than just friends. It might seem like a crush, but that doesn't mean that I'm serious. But to lose all my senses, it's just so typically me. Ooh, baby, baby, oops, I did it again. I play with your heart, got lost in the game. Ooh, baby, baby, oops, you think I'm in love, that I sent from above. Dreaming away, wishing that heroes truly exist. I cry watching the desert. You see, I'm a fool in so many ways. But to lose all my senses, it's just so typically me. Ooh, baby, baby, oops, I did it again. I play with your heart. Got lost in the game. Ooh, baby, baby, oops, you think I'm in love, that I'm sent from above. I'm not that innocent. Ooh, innocence.
Nashvilleizing Richard Thompson's Keep Your Distance. Before that, Richard Thompsonizing Oops, I Did It Again. We started the set with a Catalonian version of Tower of Song from Leonard Cohen, The Pogues, with Do You Believe in Magic from their compilation. Just look them straight in the eye and say Pogue Mahone. Johnny Thunders and Wayne Kramer with Like a Rolling Stone, and Ennio Sanguisto with the Spanish language version of These Boots Are Made for Walking. Well, I'm going to tell you, thank you for listening to WRIR and the Can't Stop the Music Show during the Super Bowl. And for those of you who are interested, it is 24 to 17. So enjoy it.
In a world where normal radio leaves you flat, empty, and wanting more, enter WRIR 97.3 and The Lotus Land Show. The Lotus Land Show every Wednesday night, 5 to 7 p.m. bringing you hearty, healthy choices. WRIR and The Lotus Land Show. It's what's for dinner.
Well, definitely one of my shows, favorite shows on the station, and I bet a lot of you are listening. I want to let you know that WRIR thanks founding underwriter Exile, providing unique Valentine gifts to Richmond's creative community for 23 years. Exile turns the trash culture of yesterday into the class culture of tomorrow, carrying Manic Panic and special effects hair color, clothing, accessories, and housewares, both old and new. Exile is located at 935 West Gray Street, open Tuesday through Sunday, 11 to 7. For more information, call 804-358-3348. Well, I'm P. Swan. I'll be with you until 11 o'clock, and when Bill Farah of Stunted Development brings you 2 hours of freeform music. And a big shout out to Bill for covering for me last week when I unexpectedly needed to leave town. But I'm back, and I'm bringing you all those bubbly, cheesy goodness morsels that make up Can't Stop the Music. I've got a little more covers for you, and this is Ross Mitchell and his band and singers with You're the Top.
You're the top.
Big deal.
You're the Coliseum. You're the top.
So this is cha-cha.
You're the Louvre Museum. You're a melody, a symphony by Strauss. You're an Ascot bonnet, a Shakespeare sonnet. You're a Mickey Mouse. You're the Nile.
Who did this arrangement?
You're the Tower of Pisa. A certain smile on that Mathis Giza. I'm a worthless check, a total wreck.
Cha cha cha!
But baby, if I'm the bottom, you're the top. You're the top.
Real high.
You're a 6'5 special. You're the top. Toy balloon that's faded soon to pop. But baby, 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 if I'm the bottom, it's for sure that you're the top.
Top. Top.
I remember all my life, raining down as cold as ice. Shadows of a girl, a face through a window, crying in the night. The night goes into morning, just another day. Happy people pass my way. Looking in their eyes, I see a memory I never realized. How happy you made me, oh Mandy. When you came and you gave without taking, but I sent you away, oh Mandy. When you kissed me and stopped me from mind. Caught up in a world of uphill climbing, the tears are in my mind and nothing is rhyming. Oh Mandy, well you came and you gave without taking, but I sent you away. Oh Mandy, well you kissed me and stopped me from shaking, and I need you today. Oh, yesterday's a dream. I face the morning, crying on the breeze. The pain is calling. Oh Mandy, well you came and you gave without taking, but I sent you away. Oh Mandy, well you kissed me and stopped me from shaking, and I need you today. Oh,
on the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There was sand and hills and rain. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz, sky with no clouds. The heat was hot and the ground was dry. After 2 days in the desert sun, my skin began to turn red. After 3 days in the desert fun, I was looking at a riverbed. Story told of a river that flowed made me sad to think it was dead. I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. Felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can remember your name. There ain't no one for to give you no pain. La la.
Give you no pain, la la. soul. The girls would turn the color of a juicy avocado when he would drive down that street in his Eldorado. People walk down the street, girls could not resist his stare. So Pablo Picasso was never called an asshole, not like you. Wow!
There's a lady who knows all that glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to heaven. And when she gets there, she knows if the stores are all closed, with a word she can get what she came for. There's a sign on the wall, but she wants to be sure, 'cause she knows that sometimes words have two meanings. In a tree by the brook, there's a songbird who sings. Sometimes all of our thoughts are misgiven. And there's a feeling I get when I look to the west and my spirit is crying for leaving. In my thoughts I have seen rings of smoke through the trees and the voices of those who stand looking. And it's whispered that soon, if we all call the tune, then the piper will lead us to reason. And a new day will dawn for those who stand long, and the forests will echo with laughter. And it makes me wonder. It makes me wonder. If there's a bustle in your hedgerow, don't be alarmed now. It's just a spring clean for the May Queen. Yes, there are two paths you can go on, but in the long run, there's still time for you to change the road you're on. Your head is humming and it won't go. In case you don't know, the piper's calling you to join him. Dear lady, can you hear the wind blow? And did you know your stairway lies on the whispering wind? And as we wind on down the road, our shadows taller than our souls, there walks a lady we all know who shines bright light and wants to show how everything still turns to gold. And if you listen very hard, the tune will come to you at last, when all are one and one is all, to be a rock and not to roll.
Well, we have Leonard Teal to thank for that dramatic reading of Stairway to Heaven. I really enjoy the chuckling there towards the end. Before that, David Bowie with a surprising rendition of Pablo Picasso from Jonathan Richman, and he's got that nice kind of flamenco guitar touch honoring Pablo Picasso's Spanish roots. Nightbird with an excruciating version of A Horse with No Name from their record, Thank You. Nina Martinique with a equally unpleasant version of Mandy. And Ross Mitchell, his band and singers, started us off with You're the Top from the Best of the Danson Years, Volume 2. So if you liked that, there is plenty more out there to enjoy. It's 9:45. You are listening to the Can't Stop the Music Show. I am P. Swan. I'm here on Sunday nights from 9 to 11, bringing you 2 hours of bubbly, cheesy goodness, all kinds of just silly, silly, silly material. And you are listening to WRIR LP 97.3, Richmond Independent Radio. The studio line is 804-649-9737. If you have something nice to say, you can check out my playlists on our website at wrir.org. And you can stream there, which quite a number of you are doing. Let's see, I probably should tell you the score if you are not just watching the game instead of listening to me. I don't know. Let's see if I can do that. I have the technology. Let's see. New York Times is interested in Obama's bipartisan summit, and it's 31-17. There you go. So, you know, it's cold and slippery, and you got to haul that wood and shovel. And I started trying to figure out what are the benefits of winter. And, you know, you've got your basic reliable metaphor for love gone away. You've got old age. That's a good metaphor for old age, winter. You've got, for the gardener, some seeds. You need freezing weather to germinate. And, you know, one of the things we haven't had here for a long time is with a good freeze, you could kill funguses and weeds and other stuff that is bad for our plant life and good when it snows. I mean, kudzu, if we had more frost, we'd have less kudzu. The light is unbelievable, and you get snow. And with it, you get all the pleasures that are snow. So among those pleasures are some very silly songs that don't have to just be played as Christmas carols or played at Christmas time. I mean, I always wonder why Frosty the Snowman is a Christmas carol. I mean, first of all, was he born Christian? Don't know. And also, you know, we don't really get a lot of snow until like January and February. So anyway, we're not going to play Frosty the Snowman, but I do have Ray Charles and Betty Carter with a good version of Baby, It's Cold Outside. And I have to say, you know, especially, I didn't play the Dean Martin version, but there is a lot of kind of aggressive date seduction in the song. And maybe it's just me, but at least this version at least is musically fantastic.
Betty, it's cold outside. Betty, it's cold out there. Been hoping that you drop in. I'll hold your hand, they're just like ice. beautiful, what's your hurry? Listen to that fireplace roar. Beautiful, please don't hurry. Why don't you put some records on while I pour? Betty, it's bad out there. No cabs to be had out there. Your eyes are like starlight now. I'll take your hat. Your hair looks well. Mind if I move in closer? What's the sense of hurting my pride? Baby, don't hold out, but it's cold outside. Betty, it's cold outside. I say it's cold out there. How lucky that you dropped in. Look out that window and that storm. Gosh, your lips look delicious. Waves upon a tropical shore. Gosh, your lips are delicious. Oh, never such a blizzard before. Better you'd freeze out there. It's up to your knees out there. I thrill when you touch my hand. How can you do this thing to me? Think of my lifelong sorrow. If you caught pneumonia and died, get over that old now. Oh, but it's cold.
Everything's bright, snow. I'm Governor Tim Kaine. Cold weather is coming, and with it, the chance for icy roads and downed power lines. Are you ready? Get an emergency supply kit, make a plan, and stay informed. Visit readyvirginia.gov.
The snow is snowing, and the wind, it is blowing, but I can weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. I cannot remember the worst December. Just watch those icicles fall. What do I care if icicles fall? I've got my love to keep me warm. Off with my overcoat, off with my glove. Who needs an overcoat? I'm burning with love. My heart's on fire, and the flame grows higher. So I will weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. I thought you ought to know my heart's on fire. The flames, they just leap higher. So I will weather the storm. What do I care how much it storms? I've got my love to keep me warm. I've got my love to keep me warm.
Walk a walk a do, walk a walk a do, walk walk a walk walk walk. Dope 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 opio, reef 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 a snoot full of snow. Op 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 opium, goofball goofball. A dope 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 opio, reef reef reefer away we go. Op 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 opium, fly up high with me. I wanna turn it on with you inside my cozy den. Kiddo, you're my hero, you're my heroine. Ha! Rot, 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 liot. A beep, 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 sniff a pot. A boop, 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 boop. Morphine, morphine. A rot, 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 liot. A beep, 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 mainline shot. Boop, 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 boop. Dilated eye. Do walk a do, 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 walk a do. Drunk. Do walk a do, 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 walk a do. Junk. Do walk a do, 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 walk a do. Kicks. Do walk a do, 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 walk a do.
Take it. Fix.
You're my spoon of sugar.
Then you're my poppy seed.
Let's connect together, inhaling loco weed. Cut, 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 cuddly poo. A tranquil mill town just won't do. Kiss, 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 kissily do. Cocaine is good for you. Tea for two and two for tea. A horse for you and a monkey for me. Euphoria and ecstasy alone together. Huck, 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 cuddly walk. Sit around and drag that drug. Vo, 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 yo. I hope the cops don't know about me.
You're listening to WRAR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. I am Peace One. I am bringing you the inexplicable Can't Stop the Music Show. And that was Alan and Greer, Snoot Full of Snow, Dean Martin with I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm, Ned Muffelberger with his own version of Let It Snow in there someplace, The Candy Band with Snow, and Ray Charles and Betty Carter started us off with Baby, It's Cold Outside. And there were a lot of versions of that, and theirs was the only one to chart on the Billboard. So, you know, maybe there's a chance for somebody else in the future. It's 10:01. You can see my playlist at WRIR.org. You can give me a call in the studio if you have something nice to say. 649-9737. And the score is final, and it is 31-17. Congratulations. We're going to continue with our Winter Wonderland. And, well, you know, I'm diverting, but it's a good excuse. There's always a good excuse to play Tom Jones.
What you give to me. Now when you hold my hand, tell me that I'm your loving man. Squeeze me
searched and I searched. Whew, it's hot. But I never caught up with my little bunny rabbit.
Gee, that's tough, Mr. Abdominal Bubble.
And now I'll never... Gosh, it's hot. Never see my bunny rabbit again.
Don't give up hope yet, Doc. If you love him, he'll come back. Well, here I am. Massacre started yet? Fireworks gone off? Balloon gone up?
Oh, boy, a bunny rabbit. Just what I always wanted. I will name him George.
And I will hug him and squeeze him and pet him and pat him and... Hey! Hey, what do you know? He melted. He really was a snowman. Abominable, that is.
Well, look. See, there's an abominable snowman in the supermarket. And apparently the housewives have never seen anything like that before. Here, the housewives complained to the manager. Get that snow thing out of this store. Abominable snowman in the market. That's right, you heard me right, Kay. And the housewives, they all remark, it looks like a dirty marshmallow with fangs. Well, there's a vulnerable snowman in the market. Now he's down by the peas and carrot. A vulnerable snowman in the market. And they cannot chase him away. What you say? Vulnerable snowman in the market. All right. Oh, vulnerable snowman in the market. Oh, my. Oh, see, there's a vulnerable snowman in the market. And the situation is grave. Well, the housewives heard it confuse him. And I can't say to see him treated this way. Well, there's a vulnerable snowman in the market, and I think he's a real nice guy. I like the snowman, I want to help him, but I don't want to see him hurt this way. Well, vulnerable snowman in the market, all right. Oh, well, there's a vulnerable snowman in the market. Oh, look, we have to talk to this vulnerable snowman man. And we have to say something that he can understand. That's right, there's a vulnerable snowman in the market, and he's doing better every day. I know it's helped to have a more tolerant feeling, and I like to see him treated this way. Well, there's a vulnerable snowman in the market, and he's down by the peas and carrot. Vulnerable snowman in the market, and that is what I now say. I'm talking about a vulnerable snowman in the market, all right. Oh, 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 vulnerable snowman in the market. Snowman in the market, down by the peas and a carrot. Vulnerable snowman in the market, he just arrived by plane yesterday. Well, there's a vulnerable snowman in the market, and a housewife never seen something like that before. Housewives treat him like a stranger, they want him away from the supermarket door. What you say about vulnerable snowman in the market, all right? Whoa, 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 walk it home. Vulnerable snowman in the market, get it.
We built a man out of snow last winter. When the snow fell and covered up our town. And the man that we made came to life that day. But all he wanted to do was work out. And now he's working his abs. And now he's working his biceps. And now he's working his triceps. Oh my god, I think he's working his magic. I think that it's working. I think I'm falling in love with the abdominal snowman. We wanted to go sledding. He wanted to work out. We wanted to make snow angels. He wanted to work out. We wanted to have a snowball fight. We wanted to play pop songs all night. But all he wanted to do was work out. And now he's working his abs. And now he's working his biceps. And now he's working his triceps. Oh my god, I think he's working his magic. I think that it's working. I think I'm falling in love with the abdominal
snowman. Built a man out of snow last winter. When the snow fell and covered up our town, and the man that we made came to life that day, but all he wanted to do was work out.
The Snowman by Wallace Stevens. Read for LibriVox.org by Alan Davis Drake of Long Branch, New Jersey. One must have a mind of winter to regard the frost and the boughs of the pine trees crusted with snow, and have been cold a long time to behold the junipers shagged with ice, the spruces rough in the distant glitter of the January sun, and not to think of any misery in the sound of the wind, in the sound of a few leaves, which is the sound of the land full of the same wind that is blowing the same bare place for the listener who listens in the snow. And nothing himself beholds nothing that is not there, and the nothing that is. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
And to each season, something is special. Lilac, red rose, or the white willow. Young men of fortune, old men forgotten, green buds renewing, the brown leaves dead and gone. Spring and the lilacs, pale white and lavender, fill up the room of my gone mother. And when the cat springs onto the window ledge, his only greeting is the silence and the rain. And to each season, something is special. Lilac, red rose, or the white willow. Young men of fortune, old men forgotten, green buds renewing, the brown leaves dead and gone. Deep down in autumn, all of the brown leaves fall on the garden and cover up the lawn. Let us remember each year in turn then, when there was sun enough to cover up the wrong. And to each season, something is special. Lilac, red rose, or the white willow. Young men of fortune, old men forgotten, green buds renewing, the brown leaves dead and gone. Roses in summer climb up the stone wall, playing with sunlight and the morning shadows. Petals as firm as the young men striding, pants filled with love hearts filled with longing, and to each season something is special. Lilac, red rose, or the white willow, young men of fortune, old men forgotten, green buds renewing, brown leaves dead and cold. Welcome the winter, robed in its whiteness, bending down the willow with its snow blanket, and the wild berries hidden in the wood now from all the creatures lost in the darkness. And to each season something is special. Lilac, red rose, for the white willow, young men of fortune, old men forgotten, green buds renewing, the brown leaves dead and gone. Welcome the winter, robed in its whiteness, bending down the willows with its snow blankets, and all the wild berries hidden in the wood now from the creatures lost in the darkness. Old men forgotten, leave to me something, for I've no family now but that of man. Tell all the young men passing in the lanes now, soon I'll be coming down to take my place with them. And to each season something is special. Lilac, red rose, or the white willow.
Oh, Rod McEwen bringing us End to Each Season, which I kind of think of his Shuby Taylor behavior over Pachelbel's canon. We must remember that at his heyday, he played arenas and coliseums. A reading of a poem by Wallace Stevens, The Snowman, before that, Talking Mountain with the Abominable Abdominal Snowman, Jonathan Richman with The Obvious Choice, Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers, The Abominable Snowman. Bugs Daffy and the Abominable Snowman. They're melting, melting, melting. And Tom Jones started us off with Chills and Fever. I am P. Swan. It is 10:17. You are listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. And this is the Can't Stop the Music Show, where we put our ears to the keyhole of culture and come back stunned. Well, I think we've covered our topical material and we've worked our way through the covers. And so at this point, we have nothing left but to reach to the grab bag. And one of the things in my trolling this week I came across was this fabulous Prince and the Revolution. So enjoy.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word, life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun. Day or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one. Doctor, everything'll be alright. Instead of asking how much of your time is left, ask how much of your mind, baby. Cause in this life, things are much harder than in the afterworld. This life, you're on your own. And if the elevator tries to break you down, find your higher floor.
you living here? Take a look around. At least you got friends. I call my old lady. For a friendly word. She picked up the phone. Dropped it on the floor. That's all I heard. I'm not gonna let the elevator break us down.
Inside. Is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
Beautiful women I've ever seen, and that's not saying much for you.
Captain Spaulding, Rittenhouse Manor is entirely at your disposal.
Well, I'm certainly grateful for this magnificent washout, a turnout, and now I'd like to say a few words. Hello? I must be going. I cannot stay. I came to say I must be going. I'm glad I came, but just the same, I must be going. La la.
For my sake, you must stay. If you should go away, you spoil this party. I am through.
I'll stay a week or two. I'll stay the summer through. But I am telling you, I must be going.
Before you go, you won't blind us. And never found, you'll be so going.
I'll do anything you say. In fact, I'll even stay. But I must be going.
There's something that I'd like to state that he's too modest to relay. The captain is a mild man. Sometimes he finds it trying.
This fact I'll emphasize with stress. I never take a drink unless somebody's buying.
He's a very mild man.
If he hears anything obscene, you're naturally repellent.
I hate a dirty joke, I do. Unless it's told by someone who knows how to tell it.
The captain is a very moral man. The race of hands is warming the African explorer.
Did someone call me Schnorrer?
Hooray, hooray, hooray.
He went into the jungle, where all the monkeys throw nuts.
If I stay here, I'll go nuts.
Hooray, hooray, hooray.
Hey, hey!
Here we are, the white man who covered every acre.
Hooray, hooray, hooray!
Gratified at this magnificent display of effusion, and I want you to know
that
my friends, I am highly gratified at this magnificent display of effusion, and I want you to know
that the African explorer, he brought his name on dying paper, that is why we say,
gratified at this magnificent display of effusion. And I want you to know, hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African English hero. Well, somebody's got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I went down to the video store late one Saturday night. I was feeling down and lonely since my old lady left me in a fight. I rented me some porno tapes and took them home in a paper sack. I put one in the VCR and got my lazy boy chair kicked back. I was watching all the ins and outs when, to my severe surprise, the naked woman on my TV screen had the most familiar eyes.
Oh my God!
My grandma is a porno star, now I've got emotional scars. I've seen things a grandson shouldn't see. My grandma is a porno queen, and I've lost all my self-esteem. I saw her having sex on my TV. Now when I go to grandma's house for home-cooked holiday meals, I can't look her in the eye since her privates have been revealed. And when she hugs and kisses me like grandmas always do, I get an uneasy feeling, cause I know what she's been up to. Grandma ain't concerned with old folks' homes or Medicaid. She's too busy letting people film her getting laid.
Granted, Dallas, text 69.
My grandma is a porno star, now I've got emotional scars. I've seen things a grandson shouldn't see. My grandma is a porno queen, and I've lost all my self-esteem. I saw her having sex on my TV. Now grandmas are little old ladies, and mine is just the same. But most of them aren't perverted with sleazy porn star names. They're usually into vitamins and social security checks. But not my dear old grandma, she's into hardcore sex. I talked her into signing up for the ladies' knitting class, but she keeps playing hooky to go get her a piece of ass. My grandma is a porno star, now I've got emotional scars. I've seen things a grandson shouldn't see. My grandma is a porno queen, and I've lost all my self-esteem. I saw her having sex on my TV. My grandma is a porno star, now I've got emotional scars. I saw her having sex on my TV. I saw her naked ass on my TV. I saw her getting it on with Ron Jeremy.
Well, some of you may remember, I don't know, it was probably like 2 or 3 years ago, Ron Jeremy was a featured topic here at Can't Stop the Music, because we spare no effort to bring you contemporary and meaningful material. That was the Ostrich Back Riders with My Grandma is a Porno Star. The Marx Brothers with Hello, I Must Be Going. The Rolling Stones with 19's Nervous Breakdown. And we started off with Prince and the Revolution with Go Crazy. And I like that warning about not letting elevators bring you down. And I guess that is the mantra of a rising star. It's 10:34. You are listening to WRRLP 97.3 FM. Richmond Independent Radio. This is the Can't Stop the Music Show. I am P. Swan. I wanted to let you know that next week is going to be Valentine's Day, and you probably have all kinds of plans to make sure you deliver the goods to those who need the goods to be delivered. We usually here at Can't Stop the Music do, look at tainted love for Valentine's Day, and self-destructive, masochistic, always has a lot of Richard Thompson in it and some Squeeze, that kind of stuff. But this year, we have a special guest, Judd Proctor, and we are going to look at love that is only tainted because of societal norms. And we're going to look at We're going to play some of that really offensive and misbegotten religious anti-homosexual material, some celebration of gay love, and a lot of rainbow minutes, and we're going to talk about the history of giving a name to the love that had no name. So I'm really looking forward to having Judd's help, making sure that we look at this material, which is part of where we got to where we are now, and, look at gay love for Valentine's Day. So that's what we're going to be doing next week, and I hope you'll tune in. Do remember that in just a mere 25 minutes, you are going to have the fabulous and wonderful Bill Farah bring you Stunted Development and all of its raucousness. But I still have stuff to make you happy. This is Mike Edison with Talking Main Event Magazine Blues. I believe the topic is championship wrestling, but it might be something else. You be the judge.
Wrestling is an odd beast. Even roller derby fans and Republicans look down on it. The existential truth about professional wrestling, it has been said, is much like Dostoevsky's aphorism for faith. If you get it, no explanation is necessary. And if you don't, no explanation will do. I was always astonished at how many otherwise hip people, especially in my extended posse of supposedly open-minded punk rockers, potheads, and pornographers, people who loved all sorts of crap, culture vultures who worship whoopee cushions and women in chains, prison movies, perpetually poo-pooed professional wrestling. Were they afraid they'd get hooked? That wrestling was a gateway to a harder sport? But those of us in on the joke were having a blast. It was 1985. Of the first Hulk Hogan era, the epic of the nascent WrestleMania, a good time to be in the business. Diane Keaton was seen at matches. MTV was saturated with the stuff. You couldn't give a God-fearing jobber a swinging neckbreaker without hitting a poster for Hulk Hogan and Mr. T, who, along with Cyndi Lauper, were going to take on Rowdy Roddy Piper and his Axis of Evil in a WrestleMania event at Madison Square Garden. Muhammad Ali was the guest referee. Liberace would be the timekeeper, using a diamond-crusted, piano-shaped watch given to him by Elvis Presley. He made his entrance with a chorus line of Rockettes. How could anybody resist this stuff? Even Andy Warhol showed up to watch. Vince McMahon, a visionary on par with Columbus, had joined his World Wrestling Federation, much to the chagrin of elitists and squares who never got it, into a media giant. I prided myself on being the first heel editor. Heel is wrestling argot for bad guy. We call the good guys baby faces. A jobber is one of them bums whose only job it is to get their asses kicked. I modeled myself after the great rule breakers, outlaws who would pull a pair of brass knuckles, a roll of quarters, or a sharpened wooden tongue depressor out of their trunks to carve up and KO the good guy when the referee wasn't looking. I stole riffs from Stan Hansen, who became the most hated man in the game
after he broke the insufferable fan favorite Bruno San Martino's neck in front of 50,000 people at Shea Stadium. And the magnificent Morocco, who once beat the living out of a hapless opponent while eating a meatball submarine sandwich. Continually paid homage to the original Sheik from Detroit, the most dangerous man who ever entered the ring. The Sheik could metabolize a fireball. He could throw fire, and he would use this gift to blind opponents. I hated Hulk Hogan. He was overtan, officious and omnipresent, wrapping himself in red, white, and blue, and proselytizing to his army of teeny bopper fans to stay in school and stay away from drugs. Frankly, he just wasn't my kind of people. I declared a personal jihad against him and the hordes of Reagan-era zombies who followed him and unwaveringly rooted for the beta faces. Jeremy, my boss at Main Event, was firmly entrenched in his coalition of self-righteous do-gooders, and our feud boiled in the pages of the magazine for months until it exploded like a can of beer left out in the sun at the height of a Texas summer. How dare he paint my lifestyle black with his Saturday morning cartoon version of American morality? This was gonna have to be settled in the ring, mano a mano. After our match, unprecedented in the history of magazine publishing, Art Burns, a Main Event staff writer, offered this recapitulation along with a brilliantly gory photo spread. Mike accused Jeremy of being a hack artist and Hulkamaniac. Jeremy called Mike rule-breaking scum. There was no quarter given and none asked for. Jeremy's bleeding head wound sapped him with strength. And the only thing that kept Mike going was his passion for excellence in wrestling journalism. After the pinfall, Mike pounded his fist into Jeremy's face, just as a reminder. It is the only sport where you can kick a man when he's down.
Thank you. kitchen. Elixir of the pearl, a luscious fairy swirl. I'm losing some sleep. No company I'd rather keep.
One step closer, I am one step closer to heaven.
And now I'm
self-pity. They
thinking about the life you didn't give me. I remember when I used to tell lies. When people would ask, I just fantasized, making up stories to make you look good. But the real truth was, you was never no good. People used to say I look just like you, but rest assured I don't act like you. I'm more than that. My mama raised me better, and you can best believe I'm much more together. So believe that.
Hey mama, is it true what they say that Papa never worked again in his life?
And mama, bad talk going round town said Papa had three outside children and another wife, and that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching, talking about saving souls all the time, leech.
Dealing in debt and stealing in the name of the Lord.
Papa just out here and said something.
And you when I did, but who knows the reasons you did what you did. I can't help but to wonder why you live your life as a big fat lie. You act like you had no responsibilities, cause if you did, it's a bet that you wouldn't be stealing, begging, hustling, and scheming. You could have got a job, but did you know the meaning of work? I'm talking about an honest day's pay, but you was too lazy to be that way. Always trying to take the easy route, that's what they tell me, so I don't doubt it for a moment, not for a sec, because you lacked all your self-respect. But it's too late for you, that is. Tomorrow I'll be going on about my biz, and so it's time to put the past behind, erase the anger, and clear my mind. I want to forget the little bit I know, and make sure that I never sink so low, cause I want my kids to grow up and know that I was always there because I loved them so. And that's the least thing that I could do, but that's a lot more than I got from you.
I heard Papa call himself a jack of all trades. Tell us that was the Papa to his only grave. Folks say Papa would beg, borrow, steal to pay his bills. Hey mama, folks say Papa wasn't much on thinking. Spend most of his time chasing women and drinking. Mama, I depended on you to tell me the truth.
This is Greg Gordon, coordinating producer for This Way Out, the international lesbian and gay radio magazine. We invite you to tune in every Thursday at 4:30 p.m. for your weekly dose of queer news and culture here on WRIR 97.3 FM, radio for the rest of us.
sitting here waiting for you to come on back home and turn me on. My poor heart, it's been so dark since you. My glass is waiting for some fresh ice cubes. I'm just sitting here waiting for you to come home and turn me on.
This is almost the end of Can't Stop the Music. Nina Simone with Turn Me On. Was Not Was, Papa Was a Rolling Stone, Supreme Beings of Leisure, Never the Same. And we started out with Mike Edison, the former High Times publisher, screw editor, hustler, writer, correspondent, and professional wrestler. That is, he did some spoken word kind of jammy things, ranting things that came out of his book, I Have Fun Wherever I Go. And that seems like we really need to be throwing more of that material here on I Can't Stop the Music. It's 10:57. I'm going to leave you shortly in the capable hands of Bill Farah, who I do need to thank once again for covering my buttocks last week, so I could do what needed to be done. I'm going to leave you with XTC, my last homage to the weather, although this is really a stretch.